ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver and even via the audio streaming, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sitting here tonight, taking out this little time that we have to sit with the niyat of islah. Our sitting here, as I mentioned previously, it is only through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not our own doing that we have come here. Allah has brought us here. So for this we have to make an abundant shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, Allah Ta'ala has given us a tawfiq, so whilst we are here, we should seize the opportunity of listening very carefully. It's unlike any other talk that we have. MashaAllah, every bayan there is some purpose, some aim. But a majlis of islah, the sole purpose is how we can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am positive that every person listening, every person sitting here and listening to the program from wherever the person listening, mothers and sisters as well, every person has this genuine burning desire to become an ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we are sitting here. Ya Allah, how I can make this heart of mine pure? How I can make this heart of mine free from all the spiritual maladies that settle in this heart? How I can become your true lover? How I can become muttaqi and pious? How I can enjoy sukoon in my life? How I can gain that nisbat and ta'alluq with you? Alhamdulillah, many people, just 2 weeks we had this majlis again, through the fadl and karam of Allah again we are having tonight. May Allah give us istiqamat and tawfiq to continue with the correct intention. Ikhlas is most important, the speaker and those who are listening. If we have the true intention, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make open all the ways for us. But if you're sitting with another purpose, or the speaker is just speaking with no ikhlas, then we won't have the effect. So alhamdulillah, many people have written, even from overseas. I was quite surprised. And so many were waiting for this program to recommence, and so many benefited. There are some people who have to stay awake late part of the night just to catch this program. One person wrote to see somehow the audio streaming didn't work or whatever, and the person missed out the program, but luckily we managed to send the talk after that. So people appreciate, because in their environments they don't have any person to sort of give them this type of talk so that they can be guided, especially in the environments they are living. The entire day we in school, we in madrasa or some college or at workplace, and we know the environments we are living in. And therefore when we come into the masjid, we find some sukoon. Now this is the only time we have to latch on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said, every person I'm sure has this genuine intention. If we haven't have this intention as yet, then while sitting here, we don't have to say it aloud. But right now make this intention, how Ya Allah, I can make my dil, my heart pak and saaf, and I can fill it with your love, and I can become a true wali and ashiq of you, Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees our genuine intention and just a little effort on our side. Little effort. And we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat will come. And of course, becoming a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mean that we will start performing karamats in our life. No. That is not the object. If Allah wants some miracle to happen via the hands of some wali, it happens. Many awliya Allah, nothing might happen or nothing that we may see. That is not our object in this world. Our object is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah ought to be worshipped, and to stay away from all temptation, all sins and all gunas. This is the real effort of tasawuf. So alhamdulillah, we have sat here, or we are sitting here, what is required in tasawuf, you'll find our mashayikh mentioning the word, we must be talib sadiq. Talib, one who is seeking, one who is searching. We have talibul ilm, one who is seeking knowledge. So here we are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want the ma'rifat of Allah. We want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to know the ways of overpowering nafs and shaitan. We want to know the ways of gaining courage to refrain from all type of sin. We want to know how we can remedy our pride, how we can remedy our jealousy. Inshallah, all these aspects will be covered. Different sicknesses and ailments that we have. What is the ilaj and remedy to all these things? I have a problem with casting lustful glances at women. Then what is the ilaj for it? I become angry very quickly. What is the ilaj for it? I have love for dunya. What is the ilaj for it? So inshallah, our mashayikh rahimullah ta'ala alayhi majma'in, Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi and Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, Malik Qasim Nanuti rahmatullah alayhi, Imdadullah rahmatullah alayhi, all these people have written extensively and they have proven by way of the example and the thousands and billions of people who changed their lives on the hands of these people, because these people were mukhlis and the people who came to them had genuine talab, sadiq, sincere, genuine. So talib is sadiq, one who has who is sincere, he is true. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah used to say, remove the cataract from our eyes and we have clogged sinuses, unclog the sinuses, then we will see. Otherwise, if you sit with other purposes, you see how what is being spoken, oh, I know the story, I know this waqiyah, then we are just sitting for no reason. But if you sit properly, attentively, and listen to the main points, inshallah, some of these points will recur. But the point of emphasizing is so that it becomes ingrained in our hearts, becomes embedded in our hearts. It goes deep down in our hearts. So we have to repeat these things. A person drinks tea every morning for breakfast, sometime in the afternoon, sometime tea time, sometime at break time, sometime in the evening. But he never becomes tired of drinking tea. His entire life will drink tea. So these things we'll hear. Taqwa, 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 refrain from sins, have himmat, have courage, overpower nafs, shaitan. All these things. This is our mazmoon. This is our topic. And this is required for islah of the nafs to take place. So we have to sit, inshallah, with genuine sincerity, with fervor, with fikr. Sometimes we may feel tired, but inshallah, as I said, inshallah, we won't pull this program long. It is a few minutes, but we concentrate and try and gain and focus on the important points. Ya Allah, how I can bring this into my life? How I can bring this point into my life? I learned something very important. And yes, I do have this weakness in my life. Now, how I can bring into my life so that I make a positive change. And each week if we bring some positive changes, inshallah, within a few months, inshallah, we will see some noor in our lives, some noor in our heart. When we speak, we'll find some noor. People will then be attracted towards us. Why? Because now we have the love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. It must not happen that, mashallah, we feel content, mashallah, we're attending some program, sometime Thursday, we make some tasbih, some zikr, and we read in durood and salam, and we feel content. This should not be our purpose. Our purpose, of course, we have to make dhikrullah and listen to the different discourses, but our main thing is islah of the nafs, reformation of our nafs. All of us need to go to a certain destination. We're traveling, for example, to Johannesburg. That's our destination. To reach one's destination, one has to take the means to reach the destination. So he has to have a vehicle. And he has to follow a path, a road. It is not possible that a person just merely intends Johannesburg, to reach Johannesburg. He doesn't use a car, he doesn't follow the path, doesn't go on the road. It's impossible for him to reach Johannesburg. So we have to have a destination and we have to have a road. We have to use the means to reach the destination. Allah Ta'ala forbid, Allah protect us. There are billions of people in this world who have no destination in their life. They have no destination. There is no Allah in their life. Those who have no iman, there is no Allah that they are focused on. And there are so many people who have iman, but weakness, we all weak. They don't realize that they have to gain the ma'rifat of Allah. They don't realize they have to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They haven't realized that the love of Allah has to be dominant in their hearts. They haven't realized that they have to make islah of their heart. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity. Allah give me tawfiq first, all of us tawfiq inshallah, that our destination, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is always in front of us. And now use the means, come onto the road, and this road has been shown to us by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the sahaba ikram, then the akabir of this ummah, the awliya Allah, they all have moved on the same road. And they have enjoyed their travel on this road. The beautiful scenery of the marifat of Allah that they have seen and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, there were some hurdles that they had to go through, but they passed all these tests. And what they enjoyed is something that you and I can also enjoy. It's the same road that we will take inshallah. And therefore we read the kitab of these mashayikh. And you will see on small, small things how important our mind didn't even go to those things. And we might think it's so trivial. In fact, we didn't even realize that this was the root of so many sins. And then it is brought to our attention. So many times we do things without any sincerity, without any ikhlas. And we have done so many good actions, but because of no sincerity, then we are not getting rewarded. So many times we are saying some things that actually puts us onto the border of iman. And we didn't realize it. It was so bad. It was so detrimental to iman. But by reading the mashayikh's malfuzat, the mawa'iz, looking at the hikayat, the stories, then all these things come into our life and we begin to realize and ponder. So our manzil al maqsood is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to tread on this path, every sheikh in tasawuf, all our kabir, all those who were concerned about tazkiyatul nafs, all of them had a common theme, or the common point that they mention and emphasize on, is mukhalafat of the nafs. Nafs ki mukhalafat karo. Nafs ki mukhalafat karo. And this we explained the first majlis we had even last week. Nafs e ammara, nafs e lawwama, mutmainna. We discussed it in detail. Those who haven't heard this talk, inshallah you can hear the audio of it. And even those of us who heard it, if you listen again and again and again, inshallah, ourselves, even myself, many times we repeat this and read it again and again until we really understand it, until the reality sinks into our heart. So mukhalafat of the nafs, all the time we have to oppose our nafs, and this is the real challenge that we have on this path. Shaitan himself, how did shaitan become mardood? How did he become la'een? Shaitan was an arif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a great abid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was the leader of the angels. Ulama have mentioned that Shaitan used to make lengthy, a lot of ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was an arif, he knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it was the nafs ammara, that caused him to have pride and jealousy, that led to his complete destruction forever and ever and ever. So nafsi ammara is the root cause of all the problems we see in this world. Why do people kill? Why do they kill people unjustly? What is it? It is the nafsi ammara. Why do people steal? Nafsi ammara. Why do people make zina? It is nafsi ammara. Why do people lie? It is nafsi ammara. Why do people cast lustful glances? Nafsi ammara. Why we are disobedient to our parents? Nafsi ammara. Why we become angry? Nafsi ammara. So this nafsi ammara is the nafs that is commanding us, ammara. Commanding us, prompting us towards evil all the time. Do this wrong, do that wrong. Don't do this correct thing. Always go that way. So we have to keep on reproaching ourselves, making mukhalafat of our nafs till we reach nafs al-lawwama, and then we improve and improve until finally we come to nafs al-mutma'inna. And that is what we are trying to get. Nafs al-mutma'inna. So each time we go to oppose this nafs, then we get islah. So for a simple example, the nafs tells you at night, you had a long day at work and you got so much of other work to do and you are tired. Physically you are feeling very tired. Nafs will make you feel sick also sometimes. And nafs tells you, listen, yeah, tomorrow Fajr, just read at home. Don't go to the masjid. So you have decided not to come for Fajr Salah. Nafs has made up your mind that it has convinced you not to come for Fajr. You can read at home. Okay, you won't get the sawab of coming to masjid. At least you're making a fajr, isn't it? So this is the nafs, the child of the nafs. What is required now? To make mukhalafat. Show nafs a point. That, oh nafs, I will oppose you. As much as you have convinced me not to make going for fajr, but I will rise, I will wake up, I will make my wudu, I will go for fajr salah. Once a person does this, first time, second time, third time, each time, whatever the nafs is commanding him and putting him towards haram and evil, and he is opposing it, he's going to break the strength of his nafs. Understand this very carefully. He's now going to break the strength of his nafs. But if he does not make mukhalafat of the nafs, nafs tells him, okay, read fajr at home today. So perhaps he may read the fajr at home. And the second day and the third day, nafs will tell him, make your fajr one time when you wake up, qaza. Still you're making your namaz, but qaza. And eventually what happens, this tree becomes stronger and stronger and stronger until the person then discards his fajr salah. Now there's no fajr in his life. Slowly, gradually, other salat also he begins to discard. Eventually when he realizes that now I'm not reading namaz, I'm a bay namazi, now to uproot that evil which has been implanted in him, in his life, the tree has gone very firm now. Now it's very difficult to remove the tree. Very difficult. Like how we have in this world, person just plants a tree one day old, very easy to uproot it. Person himself can uproot it. But for many years now, or for a long time, the roots have gone very firm and firmly entrenched into the ground. Now he requires special machinery. That too sometimes is difficult. Until finally, after great effort, then he is able to uproot it. So the similar thing, in every guna we have, a person is so used to talking to haram woman, and he begins to enjoy it. Now he used to make mukhalafat of the nafs. If he doesn't make mukhalafat of the nafs, then one thing will lead to another. Now he'll start chatting on the social media. Then he'll start meeting the person. And slowly from meeting and greeting, we know what happens after that. So until he does not make mukhalafat of the nafs, his islah will never take place. He will find more and more germs coming into his heart. Germs of sins. Zina. Then he'll start gambling. Then he'll start doing, he'll discarding his salah. Then he won't make any dhikr and tilawat. Then just in Ramadan, sometime Ramadan fasting also will be very difficult. So Allah Ta'ala save us. What happens when islah does not take place and when the tree is not uprooted in its initial state, the tree of haram, tree of guna, then it becomes embedded. And then as we grow older, we don't have the physical strength. We don't have the ruhani taqat. Now it becomes so difficult to change our life. And therefore we find, Allah save us, Allah protect all of us. Sometimes a person is an elderly man still committing zina. In hadith it is mentioned, three people, Allah will not even look at them with a merciful glance on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will not forgive them on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will not speak to them kindly and politely on the day of Qiyamah. Various people have been mentioned in various narrations, but one, Shaykhun Zanin. Man, he's elderly and still committing zina. Why? Because of the same reason. It became part and parcel of his life. He cannot leave it now. The tree has gone very, very firm. So Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Whatever the guna is, don't worry about this person and that person. Each one of us opens his own cupboard and he sees the filth that is inside there. We have to make tazkiyah of our nafs. But again, the first day I mentioned, have a firm resolve. Firm resolution. The irada must be pakka. We must have azam. We must be genuine, sincere. Yes, there will be ups and downs. Every person. Only the Nabi were, Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasallam, were ma'soom. All of us are bound to commit some sins. And Allah makes us commit sins so we turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't deliberately commit sins. But we all slip. And Allah shows us His sifat of forgiveness. And immediately we turn to Allah. So again, shaitan will tell you, don't read your fajr salat. He'll start like that. And like that, one ibadah. He'll say, the majlis now, okay, now you can just hear it over the receiver. And suddenly you get busy at home. The talk took place, we didn't hear anything. Shaitan will say, okay, you can get the link afterwards. And that also, somehow, your person doesn't get it, doesn't get to listen to it. Days go on, no islah took place. Shaitan will tell you, look at that haram woman. Or Shaitan will tell the woman, look at that man who is not halal for you. What do you do now? Mukhalafat of the nafs. You go against nafs and shaitan. You go against the dictates and demands of the nafs. If you're going to give in to the dictates of nafs, you become the ghulam of nafs. Nafs becomes your master. Nafs will begin to control you. As Arif Billah rahmatullah, as Hakim Sahib rahmatullah, you see, nafs ka jo ghulam ho, gharq hai wo, gunah mein. A person who becomes a ghulam of nafs, he becomes a slave of his nafs, then he'll find himself drowning in sins. Because nafs will take you from one sin to another sin and another sin. And therefore, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah is mentioned very beautifully, he said, a person who is keep on or persisting in sins, and he does not make islah of his nafs, he does not bother about tazkiyah of his nafs. And believe me, tazkiyah of the nafs is for every single one of us. Whether the person is an alim, is a sheikh, in tasawuf also he will be giving bayans, whether he's a sheikh ul hadith, whether he's a mufti, an imam, a qari, every person, males, females, all of us require tazkiyah of the nafs. So if a person persists in guna and his whole heart becomes engulfed with sins, it becomes rotten, decayed, corroded, filthy, then two things happens. In dunya also there's azab for him, akhirah there's azab for him. What is the dunya azab for him? There's no sukoon in his life. He thinks he has sukoon, but in reality there's no sukoon in his life. If only he peeped into the life of a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who outwardly may have been having not much of the means of the dunya, but that enjoyment that that person is getting, that wali of Allah, the friend of Allah in his heart, this person is far away from that. Far away. So sukoon of the heart, the person who commits zina, Allah save us. People have mentioned, the moment I committed zina, the person said, Mawlana, I ran. I just couldn't stand there any longer. It is because of his iman that Allah Ta'ala then took him away from there. May Allah forgive all those who are involved in all these gunas. May Allah protect us also. But there's no sukoon. And guna will now tempt you again and again. So your whole life, for example, a person who is involved with in an illicit relationship with a woman, what happens? Whole day his mind is where? Some call from her, some message from her. He wants to chat with her. He's in his work. But every time now, he's busy talking to her. At home, his own wife is nearby, sleeping next to him. But he's busy chatting. And now he's scared. She mustn't peep over. She mustn't catch him. His children mustn't catch him. And Allah has made it such, children caught their own parents. So Allah save us from all this be'izzati, this zillat. In dunya there's zillat for the person. So Allah protect us all the time. Allah protect me, protect you, protect all our families, our children. One slip, you get a little bit of lazzat. Wazzat rahmatullah, you see, arizi lazzat. When a person commits some guna, temporary pleasure you get. Few seconds, you enjoyed something. But da'imi dhillat. After that, there's perpetual disgrace. Perpetual, you'll be always be pareshan. You won't have the sukoon, you won't have the chain. A person who's doing some illegal dealings, haram dealings, all the time he's watching, the cops mustn't catch me. People mustn't come to know. So he's gaining some dunya, but he's not gaining happily. Unlike a person who got a shop, halal, rosy, the customer is coming, and everything is halal, he's doing that business, he's itminan, he can sleep at night, peaceful sleep. Allah will give him qanaat and contentment. The other person, all the time is bechain. All the time is pareshan. So this is what we want. Sukoon in our lives. If we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give us a sukoon. Allah will give us a chain. So the very first thing is that we oppose our nafs. We make mukhalafat of our nafs. We don't give in to our nafs. As Thanvi rahmatullah mentioned again, and we mentioned this previously also, bila mashaqqat islah, without pain, islah of the nafs is impossible. In other words, without exerting some pain upon yourself, by opposing your nafs, you're getting some pain. that nafs tempted you to look at that haram woman. And we're mentioning this because this is a scourge of our time. Even women also have this problem. They can't control their gaze. Men have this problem. May Allah remove this bala. Arif Billah Zakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi gave his whole life on this topic. Whole life. In different ways. Because thousands of people would write to him, from learned people to ordinary people, all had the same bimari. And we know what the challenges and the environment today when you go out. So a person has the opportunity to look at this haram woman, but he's going to make mukhalafat, he's going to oppose. Mukhalafat means oppose his nafs. For that few seconds, there'll be some pain on his heart. Why? What pain? That you had that opportunity, you would have seen that woman, you would have admired her, you would have stared at her, you would have got some enjoyment, but now I'm missing out on the enjoyment. So he's opposing himself, he's making mukhalafat of the nafs, he's feeling some mashakkat. Mashakkat means some pain. What is the mashakkat? He's now going to lower his gaze. He's going to turn his gaze away. That will help him to make his islah. Besides, I mentioned that a person gets the sweetness of iman, etc. This is the mashakkat. Person becomes angry very easily. Now mashakkat, now he'll have to adopt those ways of controlling his anger. If he's standing, he has to sit down. If he's sitting, he has to lie down. He must drink some water, make some wudu, move away from there. Say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. He has to adopt all these procedure. There's mashakkat that he's going to get. Unlike a person is becoming angry, and now he's swearing and he's doing whatever he wants. There's no mashakkat, no islah will take place. His life will worsen in this disease. So Hazrat Thani Ramadan says that if you want islah, there'll be mashakkat. Man has to come to the majlis. The woman folk have to listen to the program. The person has to come, take out some time, and read the mawa'iz, malfuzat of our akabir. And then we have to bring this into our life. We have to make amal on it. Sometimes we are progressing. Sometimes suddenly we fall back. Again we have to make this mashakkat and endure this pain. Then our islah will take place. Take a simple example, as we mentioned previously, a person is sick. So he has to go to the doctor. A person has got an abscess, he's got some problem, whatever. The doctor says we have to do a procedure. So for that procedure or that operation, Allah give us shifa, Allah protect us, a person has to go through some mashakkat. A simple thing like a person got a flu, he goes to the doctor. And he's to get an injection. Even big people are frightened for an injection. So that few minutes that you have to take out, you got to go to the doctor. You got to sit by him. You have to sit in the queue sometimes. All this pain, then the doctor will examine you. He'll prescribe some medication. Sometimes he'll change your diet. Person got sugar, he'll stop you from eating all this nice sweet stuff. There's mashakkat involved in it. But if you don't follow him, you don't follow the prescription, you don't listen to his instructions, then it's only going to be to your destruction. Your islah won't take place. In other words, your physical body will still remain diseased. In fact, it can be aggravated. Exactly like that, your ruh. Your ruh, if you're not going to treat your ruh, and you're going to just leave it to be free, then it will just go worse and worse and worse and worse. And that is why we find there's a difference between our lives and the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, the awliya Allah. They were serious in their tazkiyah. And when they were serious, every second, as we mentioned last week, حَاسِبْ نَفْسَكَ فِي كُلِّ خَطْرَةِ. They check your nafs, take a reckoning, an account of your nafs, and every thought that comes, every thought that comes in your mind, is it good? Okay, bad? No, I must refrain from it. And وَرَاقِبِ اللَّهَ فِي كُلِّ نَفَسٍ. Have the consciousness that Allah is watching me in every breath that I take. All the time Allah is watching me. This we had mentioned last week and we discussed this. So as Thani Ramadullah says, that islah bila mashakkat, it is not possible. There's so many other things, inshallah, we'll continue next week. Allah Ta'ala give all of us a tawfiq and hidayat. But very importantly, just one aspect he mentions here, and we'll explain again next week, that a person now adopts his road of islah and tazkiyah. And he's serious, and he's following the instructions. And mashallah, he's doing everything right. And suddenly, he slips one day. And that again, he should not lose hope. He says, many salikin, many people who came on this path, when this happened, and they lost hope, and they said, oh, I made so much of effort, now see everything is gone down the drain. He says, don't ever say that. Don't ever lose hope. This will happen. None of us are perfect. So the moment this happens, again we adopt the same procedure of tawbah, istighfar, come back onto the track and you continue. Because when this happens, many salikin, many people who tried to make, or who were serious in making the tazkiyah, and they were doing so well all the time, and suddenly they slipped, then they felt, what's the use? Now let my nafs do whatever it wants, and they let out this nafs from this bondage, it becomes free again, now they go start all over back, they go back and they revert to the old habits again. So a person, therefore, as the Thanir mentioned after that, a person requires a guide. He requires some person who will guide him. And without a guide, it is very difficult. How much are we going to understand from the kitab ourselves? Person may understand some Urdu, he knows some English, he can understand some aspect, especially when there's no guide. Allah make us true guides, and Allah make us pious, Allah help us. Person has to have the genuine concern that every person must connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person, if he has his concern, then we can benefit. If the person's concern is dunya, and look at the pockets of the people, and how he can get name and fame, and I've got so many murids and so many people with me, then obviously, Allah protect us. Allah protect me, protect all of us. But we are not here to criticize any person, look down upon any person. Our thing is that we require some guidance. Am I doing this right? I did this so far, and this has happened. How can I change my life? I don't want to go back to my old habits. I've done so well. So these things will happen. Again, we require to get guidance from some person who will guide us correctly and who is sincere in his guiding us. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Again, we just recap and digest whatever we have learned, the important points, that Islah requires some mashaqqat. We have to have be talibi sadiq. We must be sincere, genuine here, and we have to make the dua to Allah. Continue making dua. Ya Allah, meri Islah farma. Ya Allah, make my Islah. And not only the dua, then you take the dawa also. And what is the dawa? This is what we are sitting now. Again, every time we come, Ya Allah, I want to become closer and closer. Whatever ailments have been discussed, whatever the remedy is, Ya Allah, I must adopt this remedy. And we try our level best. If we are finding some difficulty, find out from Mashaykh. What should I do? How much should I do? Don't do things on our own. Many people will check up the internet today, and they will read out some about some medication, and they try and adopt that medication. What happens? They land in hospital ICU. Doctor will say, who told you to take that medicine? Who taught you this? He said, no, I read in the internet. So don't become an internet salik. Don't think you learned the soul from the internet. This was never the practice of a mashaykh. It's from sina basina, from heart to heart. Sahaba ikram sat in the company of Rasulullah and then they got the noor of the batin. I'm not saying you can't use it sometime to check something or to get some understanding, but don't make the internet your sheikh in tasawuf, because instead of coming on sirat-e mustaqim, it will lead you somewhere else. May Allah give me tawfiq and hidayat to make amal and to bring this positive change in our lives. Inshallah, inshallah, if we continue, the Mubarak months are coming, we will enjoy our Ramadan. Ramadan is a good practice for us to really boost our spiritual energy levels, inshallah. And normally we see after Ramadan, everybody complains. What happened? So much I did in Ramadan. What happened? Don't get worried. As the Thani Ram says, gabrao mat. Don't become scared. These things will happen. We don't do it deliberately. But again, we take the advice of our mashayikh ulama, and we boost ourselves again, and we continue. So slowly, slowly, sometime we'll be running, sometime we'll be crawling, sometime we'll be walking, sometime we'll stumble, sometime we'll fall. You stand up again, and you continue in this path until we reach our manzil, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi.